Are we being controlling, or are we actually just simply setting boundaries? In this episode, I discuss both and work out what could be happening for you. This is how legends are made. Hi guys, hope you're doing well. Today on the episode, I just wanted to cover one thing, or my awareness that happened a few days ago about boundaries and control. But to give you an update on what's been happening for me, I had a busy start with the day with a client call, then straight into a conference call after that, and about to hit into the school run. So this episode is a fast-paced one. And tomorrow I've got another client, but that's going to be in London, so that's a big chunk of the morning out of the way as well. But what I'm also doing is looking to schedule out my summer period, July and August, and to see how that's going to fall with childcare, which I've mentioned on previous episodes, and see how I can make it work. And the challenge I've got, I think, is to try and be respectful to what I can achieve with a little bit of fire to get them done as well and keep expectations reasonable based on a childcare management of three children and having a good time with them, and also trying to get some work done at the same time. But that was just a bit of an update on how I'm doing. But the thing that I wanted to kind of share with you, maybe explore in this episode, was about boundaries and control. So what had happened was that it was last week at some point when my ex was trying to have a conversation with me about something, or she wanted to discuss something. She came up to me and said, can we talk about da-da-da, whatever it is. And I can't remember the subject, and it's a pain because that may be contextually useful in some form, but I don't remember what it was she wanted to talk about. Nevertheless, I said something along the lines of either not now or a little bit later. I was in the middle of something. My response was not to do it straight away. And this prompted her to respond by saying, you're very controlling. I didn't reply. I didn't kind of antagonize the situation. I just carried on doing what I was doing and just focused back into my work. That's not the first time there's going to comments happen, so I kind of accept it. But she said, you're controlling. And I thought, but straight away my thought was, that's not controlling. That's setting up a boundary. Saying no to someone isn't necessarily controlling, but sets up a boundary. And I kept on rolling it through my head, thinking, am I being controlling by saying no, not right now? Or am I setting a boundary? And it was funny that I think I caught it on the podcast with Brené Brown saying about boundaries and consequences in relation to parenting. And I was thinking, no, actually, that's not controlling. Okay, it's determining that the outcome will modify in terms of my ex's desire to talk about something. I've come back with a response which hasn't been rudely put forward, it's simply stated. So I'm modifying the conclusion or the outcome that she was after, but I'm doing that via a boundary, not necessarily by saying no only on my time at a certain time and you must do certain things. Controlling, it's not the same thing. To control is to limit someone's ability to do something in a way that's beneficial for you, for the person who's trying to take control, and constrain another party in some form. Whereas to set a boundary is creating a limit around you that allows a person to judge what they're going to do in relationship to the boundary. So controlling is more the limiting the other person in the options or choices they have. So for example, if I said, no, I won't talk to you unless it's a Monday between 5 and 5:30, that's more than a boundary setting. That's limiting and controlling the other person's ability to do something. And that is more of a controlling element. So if I'd said that particular time on a particular day and only in that window, that's, you know, putting someone into a funnel where they can only go through one path and that's it. That controls it. Me just saying no, not now, is a boundary, allowing the other person to come back with an alternative. And it's interesting how I just double check myself or question myself just to make sure that I'm not behaving in a way that is controlling. Because sometimes it may feel that, or you're told that, or you may believe that, or in this case, it may seem similar, but I remind myself of the difference, that someone who's controlling will be someone who's limiting choice down to maybe one or two within their personal time frame of what suits them, whereas boundaries are simply setting up conditions of engagement the other person can then respond to. Me saying no, not right now, is only putting a boundary around my work and what my priorities were. So maybe if you have a relationship which kind of brings these kind of issues up, where there can be some toxicity from both sides, maybe look at what you're doing and double check in. Maybe you are not as controlling as you're being told. Maybe there's a little bit of gaslighting going on. Maybe you can reflect and think, actually, setting boundaries is respectful to myself primarily, but also respectful to the other person and knowing where they stand. So have a think about that. See if it applies to you. And if you know someone who might need to be reminded of this or be informed about it, then please share it with them. I think there's something in this which could be quite empowering, particularly when you're having difficult conversations. But other than that, I'm going to leave you for today, and I hope you have a fantastic day wherever you are. I'll catch you in the next episode. This is how legends are made.